Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Bey is at the top of the Amid, and we begin a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And in Pashas Re'e, in Pasuk Chav, the Pasuk tells us, Ki Yachib Hashem Elkechas Gvulcho Kasha Dibarlach, and Vi Amata, Oichlo Basa, Ki Sabin Navshecho, Lecho Basa, Bechol Avis Navshecho, Toicho Basa. And the Pasuk teaches us that although when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, and therefore they were right next to the Mishkan, so the only way they were allowed to eat any Basa was only if they brought a Korban in the Mishkan. However, once they came into Eretz Yisrael and they were now further away from the Mishkan and further away from the Beis HaMikdash, so the Pasuk teaches us that they now had a right to eat Basa of Chulin. And Pasuk Chaf Alv continues, Ki Yirchach Mimcha Mokam Mishivcha Hashem Alakecha Olosim Shmai Shom. So Vizavachto Mibukarcho Mitzayincha Hashem Nosa Hashem Alakecha Kashet Tzivisicha. And once you shech the animal, Vechalto Bisharecha B'chol Avos Nafshecha. And as Rashi states, L'manu Shiyisivu Bizvicha Heich Yishchait Hein Hilchishchita Shenemer L'maishu Misinai. And Hilchos Shechita are based on Halacha Mishum Sinai. And a bit later in Pashas Re'eh, in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Chaval, the Pasuk tells us, Le'seichlu kol nevela, la'ger shebesherecha tetnena v'achala, oim mechol le'nochri, ki am kodesh atal Hashem alekecha, le'sevashu gudi b'chaliv imai. And if someone doesn't shecht an animal properly, or an animal dies, then it's considered a nevela, and there's an issa to eat nevela. And our Masechta and our Mishnah begins, Hakol Shechtim Shechitasin Kshira, that any one can do shchita, and if they did shchita, it would be kosher. Chutz mecherashet v'katan, shem yikalkul shchitasan. Aside from mecherashet v'katan, that even if they would do shchita, it would be pasul even b'di'eved. It's possibly they ruined their shchita, and the shchita was pasul. And the Mishnah continued v'kulin sheshachtu v'achirim rein oisan shchitasan kshira. And as Rashi points out, b'gemara mefarish mai v'kulan. But certainly this is going back on the din of mecherashet v'katan. The Mishnah teaches us that if there's a gadol imel al gabav, then the shechita of a katan would be kosher. Ayin Rashi and Daf Yud Beis and Beis that the Mishnah used the term Shem Yekalkul Shechitasan, even though in the Gemara will be Muchach, that if a katan does shechita without a gadol imen al gabav, then certainly it would be pasul, and bevade he would be Mekalkul Shechita. And if so, why is the Mishnah used the term Shem Yekalkul Shechitasan? And Rashi explains that the Mishnah is teaching us that even in a case of gadol imen al gabav, that a katan should still not do shechita, Shem Yekalkul Shechitasan. However, Ayin and Taisis in our Mishnah as well. And in Tap Tesis that when our Mishnah stayed, our Kol Shechtim, Kosav Bilchus Eretz Yisrael, the Noshim Leishchitu, Mepteisha Daitin Kalois, even though our Mishnah stayed, our Kol Shechtim, women should not do Shechita. However, Tesis brings rise that this is not necessarily the case, and therefore Tesis holds that certainly a woman can do Shechita. The reason why our Mishnah doesn't use a similar Lashon that we use in the Mishnah Mesechtas Tmura, and why the Mishnah didn't state, our Kol Shechtim, Echad Anoshim Vechad Noshim, is because in Chiddush Be'isha, Yosef and Be'ish, Ayin and Tesis. And finally, let us see the first Rashi in our Masechta, Dibur Maschal Kol Shechtin. And Rashi points out, Kol Hecha de Tani Akol, Kulu Maislu B'Shmeitza Kamaisa de Erchin, Umefarash Akol Lasu Yemai, that since we know that when the Mishnah uses the term Akol, is coming to teach us a Chiddush, and to include something that we would not think would be included, and at the beginning of Masechta Tzerchin, on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, the Gemara goes through many times where Mishnah or Braisa mentions the word Akol, and what is it coming to include? And Rashi continues, Akol Shechtin the Masisin Pligbar Marei B'Gemara. And regarding the term Akol Shechtin that we just saw in our Mishnah, we will see a Machlekes in the Gemara, which will be on Daf Beis as well as Daf Gimel. And Rashi brings two examples as Lemar Lasuye Tamei Bechulin and Lemar Lasuye Kutei Aymumar. Ayin Rashi on the Rif, where Rashi brings other examples as Rashi states, Ve'iklamad Amal Lasuye Mumma, Ve'iklamad Amal Lasuye She'ei Mechzokin, Shle Shachtel Lufnenu Shtayim Oy Gimel Pamim, Liris Yesh Ben Koy. Rashi brings a fourth example. And also keep in mind that in the Gemara Masechtas Erchin, the Gemara actually discusses the two times that our Mishnah is mentioned at Kol Shechtin, which of course is our Mishnah, as well as the Mishnah Daf Tes Vav and Beis, which states Hakol Shechtin. At the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph Masechtas Erchin, the Gemara is Hakol Shechtin Lasuye Mai, and the Gemara responds, Chodol Asuye Kute, and Vechodol Yisuye Yisrael Mumma Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tesis on Daf Gimel Beis, that certainly a goy cannot do Shechita, and as Tesis brings down, that since the Pasuk states, Vizavachta, so we learn out, Mashat Zaveach Ata Oichal, Kloima Oisishu Bazvicha, that if a person cannot eat me without Shechita, that person can do Shechita. However, if there's a person like a goy that doesn't require Shechita in order to eat, so his Shechita would not be valid, our Gemara begins and is bothered, Hakol Shechita shechtin is mashmal lechatchila b'shchitas and kshira d'yeved, that when the Mishnah states hakol shechtin, it's mashmal that the shchita is kosher lechatchila, and then the Mishnah states b'shchitas and kshira, which is mashmal, it's only kosher b'yeved. As Rashi states b'tmiya the kasher reisha the mashmal who this rabbi makol lechatchila this rabbi v'ilu seif a mashmal the chimyam bina makol d'yeved b'bina law have a lechatchila lo yis rabbi. And Rashi points out v'holak lemeimo kulam asis lechatchila v'chodik tani, that really our Mishnah means hakol shechtin v'shchitas and kshira, that one could shecht lechatchila and certainly that shchita would be kosher. The kibin tana hakol shechtin pshita the kshira. Therefore the Gemara is a sira and ayin rebach does not go to the word lechatchila, and that is actually mashmoyis in Rashi ayin sham and ayin in daf beis and beis where Taisus points out in Dibur Maschol anos shchitas and kshira kakashali. Rav Ashi will explain what his initial question was and what the Gemara's question was, and he will say this is what I meant when I asked the question. The Maisa our Gemara did not begin by stating Om Rav Ashi, and it was Mashma that this was the Gemara's question and not specifically Rav Ashi's question. And Taisus points out that from our Sugit's Mashma, Rav Ashi Hiksha Isa Kusha, the Afal Pishi Sugit's Gemara, when we can Raya, Rav Ashi Sida Gemara, and this is a Raya, Rav Ashi was the one who was Masada our Gemara. Our Gemara now continues, Om Rav Acha Breda Rav Rav Ashi, and Rav Acha Breda Rav asked the following question to Rav Ashi, that your question is based on a premise that the mashmois of the words hakol shechtin is that a person can shecht l'chatchila, and therefore he asked v'chol hakol l'chatchilu, is it true that when the Mishnah uses the term hakol, is teaching us a din l'chatchila, and Rav Acha Breda Rav therefore asked v'chol hakol l'chatchilu, are you telling me that every time the Mishnah states the word hakol, it refers to a din l'chatchila? That is not necessarily true, as el me'ata hakol memir in echad anoshim v'echad anoshim hachin nami l'chatchilu, that we know in the first Mishnah Masechta Tmura, that Bezim and Aleph, Mishnah teaches us that anyone could perform Tmura, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman who state that the Kedusha of an animal that is Hegdish should transfer to an animal that is Chulin, that Tmura is Chal, and would you say that this is a Din L'Chatchila? Certainly this cannot be a Din L'Chatchila, and certainly L'Chatchila it's also to do so, as well as the Pasuk and Pasuk B'chu Kaysa teaches us, Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yomi Oysay Toy Bira, Oy Rabbi Toy V'im Homme Yomi Behim Behima, Ahayahu Smurasa Yeh Kaydash. Therefore, certainly, when the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura states Hakol Mamirin, it's only teaching us that b'diavad, if someone did so, then it would be chal. Therefore, l'chayr, there is no steer in our Mishnah, as when our Mishnah stated Hakol Shechtin, the Mishnah is teaching us, even those that we were ma'abra for the word Hakol, they could do shchita b'diavad. And as Rashi explains, the Hachi Ka'omar, and this is the way that we will explain our Mishnah, Hakol Tay Shchita Nehegz Ben, Shem Shachtu Oisin Absulim, the Misrabe, Tay Shchitas and Shera. However, the Gemara responds to this question of Acha really, even the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, the words are called Mamirin, is a Lashon L'Chatchila. Haslam Kediktani Taima, Loisha Adam Rishoy Lahomer, El Shem Heime Muma, Vesefik Zabayim. And that Mishnah, the Mishnah continues to explain what it meant when it stated Hakol Mamirin. The Mishnah actually bavarns this and tells us that one shouldn't think that one can do Tmura L'Chatchila. Certainly, it is also to do so. However, the Mishnah is teaching us that if you did Tmura, then it would be valid. Therefore, back to the original question, that our Mishnah stated Hakol Shechtin, which is Mashmal Chatchila, then when the Mishnah continued and stated Vishchitas and Shira, it's Mashmal B'dieved, there's a steer between the Rashi and the Sefer, and as Rashi explains, Hasam Kedektani Taima, the Okla called the Rashi, the Leitim Lachatchilu, Avol Hakol Shechtin, B'duchtekoi, the Chol Kama, the Leokale, Vitana, Loishiu, Psulim, Mishain Lishchai, Kedoka Hasam, Mashmal Chatchilu, Ravinu, Vahadatani, Vishchitas and Shira, the Mashmal B'dieved. Rashi continued to explain the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura, as Loisha Adam and Rashi continues and bothered that why did the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura have to start off with Lashon Chatchila and why didn't it just teach us a Lashon B'dieved? And Zok Rashi v'hadu Tana B'reisha hakol mamirin v'istuch leisu lefrushei lo isha adam rishoi v'lo inok b'reisha lashon k'sura hakol shir amiru tmuras tmura, which is Lashon B'dieved. And of course the Tana usually teaches us Lashon k'sura, and this would be much shorter. And Rashi explains Lashon and keep in mind that Rashi points out that when the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura states Hakol Mamirim, so the Gemara Masechtas Erchin explains that the Lashon Hakol is coming to include that the Yerush would be able to be Meima b'Korban Aviv la'acha Mises Aviv. Rashi explains that when the Torah uses Lashon Toy Bura, Toy refers to a behemoth that's a tam, and Ra refers to a behemoth Balmo, Mum, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, and it would seem that Rav Acha ben Rava asks another question, and this question is from the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, and some are engraved the words Ella, and the Gemara continues, Ella, Kol Marichim and Erachin, Noidri Venidorin, Hachinamin, Lachatkila. Rav Acha ben Rava is still bothered that your only question is based on your premise that the words Hakol Sheikhin is Mashmal Lachatkila. Lemais in the first Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, the Mishnah teaches us anyone has a right to make a promise to bring the Erech of a person to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah also teaches us that anyone could be the subject of Erechin. Similarly, the Mishnah teaches us that anyone can make a neder, bring the value of a person to the Beis HaMikdash by stating Demei Alai, and anyone could be the subject of that neder where someone says Demei Alai. And of course, we know the difference between Erechin and where someone says Demei Alai, as Erechin is based on a specific amount that the Torah specifies, which is a specific amount of money based on a person's gender and based on a person's age. When someone states Demei Alai, there is no set value, and it's based on what the person would be sold in a shuk as an eved. And as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Masechtas Erchin, that when the Mishnah states Hakol Marichin, word Hakol Zasuya Mufla Samach Leish, and if there's a cotton that's 12 years and 1 day old, and he makes a neder, and he's a day la hafli, he knows L'shem Mi Makdishon Udvar of Chayamin Afal Pisha dying cotton who had your Gimel Shana V'yayim Echad, and similarly by a girl that's 1 year prior to Abbas Mitzvah. Rashi continues that when the Mishnah states Hakol Narochin, word Hakol Zasuya Mukashchin She'in Shav Klum Li Mocha B'Shok, as even though he doesn't have a value to be sold in the marketplace as an Eved, Yesh Le Erech HaKosu B'Pasha, if he says about himself Erki Elai, or if someone says about a Mukashchin that I want to give the Beis HaMikdash his value, then you have to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo Yaminon Hoyel V'Dam Me'inloi Erech Nami Einloi. Rashi continues that when the Mishnah states Hakol Neidrin, that in a Chinami there is no Chiddush, and as the Gemara Masechtas Erchin explains, the Eid of Beis HaMikdash Hakol Nidorin Tani Nami Hakol Neidrin. When the Sefer states Hakol Nidorim, Chiddush is that Kol Odom Hashav Klum Yesh Le'Domim, even someone makes a neder regarding a newly born child that is less than 30 days old, I promise to give his domim to the Beis HaMikdash, that although there is no din of Erech, a child that's less than 30 days old, and as the Pasuk in Parshas B'Chukos tells us, Vim Ben Chodesh V'ad Ben Chamishonim, however domim mir yesh lo lefi shavyav, Vim Oma b'teris domim, then you would have to give based on the amount that this child will be able to be sold in a shuk as an Eved. The Gemara is bothered that how would you have a Hamina that the words Hakol Marichim Ben Erochin is a din l'chachila, but the Pasuk states in Pashki Seitze, V'chisech talunda lo yiyah b'chochet, if someone holds back and doesn't make Nedarim, then you will not have any Avera, and it's mashma that if you make a Nedar, that would be an Avera, as potentially one will not keep his Nedarim, and therefore it can't be that the Mishnah is teaching us Hakol Marichin, that one should l'chachila make a Nedar. Certainly the din of the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin is only b'diavad. And similarly, after the Pasuk in Kehelas tells us, Ashatida Nedar lelekim al ta'achil shalmoy ke'in chayfetz baksilim is Ashatida shalem, and when one makes a pledge, they should make sure to pay the pledge. And then the Pasuk states, Tayv Hashem leisida mishatida v'loite shalem. In the Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, the Rav Meir teaches us that the Pasuk means, Tayv mizeh mizeh she'in neidah kol ikah divrei Meir. Certainly a person should not make a neder and not pay, but even if a person makes a neder and pays, that is not as good as a person that doesn't make nedarim at all. Rashi states, "Teves shalisida le'el medeksiv isa shetida shalem va'afilu hachi teves shalisida shematida v'leite shalem hachem mifayish le'rameir." As Rashi continues, "She'inu neida kolikar sharogel b'nedarim boludei le'yachal devarai." And as we just explained, therefore, certainly for Rameir, we cannot explain the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin that sichikas a din l'chatchila, and certainly it's only a din b'diavad. The Gemara now continues and brings down the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda that explains the pasuk in Kehelas, as Rabbi Yehuda imer toy mizel mizeh noid mishalim. The best dag would be if someone makes a neder and he actually pays. That is certainly better than someone making a neder and not paying, and even better than someone that doesn't make a nedarim at all. And the chiyuv based on the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda would seem that it is actually good to make a nedarim. Therefore, possibly we could explain the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin according to Rabbi Yehuda that the Mishnah is teaching us that lefi Rabbi Yehuda that lechatchila people should make nedarim. That's why the Mishnah stated Akol Marichim v'Nerachin Neidrim v'Dorin. However, the Gemara explains V'afiru Rabbi Yehuda le'kamar Elabaim Harizu, that certainly Rabbi Yehuda was only being chelik on Rameir in a specific case where a person used Lashon Adava and he stayed at Harizu. Rabbi Yehuda holds in that case one can make an Adava, as Rashi explains, because when a person states Harizu, we are not concerned that he will not fulfill his obligation. And as Rashi explains, the Mesa Enigdo Ve'in Chai Bachrisa, number one, if this animal would die or be stolen, he would not be Chai Bachrayis. And Inami Kim even the fashra sule hodabei, that since he already set aside this animal and he's been farished, I'm going to bring this animal to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, and certainly will not be chayzer, and he certainly will bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And we continue on that Beis HaMikdash, Aval Omar Re'el Lailoi. However, certainly Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir that if someone used Lashon Neder and he stated Re'el Lai, then certainly he should not make a Neder L'chatchila. And as Rashi at the top of the Amud states, Dilma Pasha V'loi Mekayim, and as Rashi explained, that since when someone says Erek Re'el Lai, it's certainly being done in Lashon Neder, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, L'chatchila, one should not make such a Neder. And since the Mishnah Maseches Erech used the term HaKol Marichin, so we see the Lashon HaKol is a Lashon B'di'evan, and if so, we do not have a steer in our Mishnah, as we certainly could explain that when our Mishnah stated HaKol Sheikhtin, it's a Lashon B'di'evan, as we previously explained from Rashi, V'hori Komar, HaKol Tei Shechitin Hegzben, Shem Shechtu Eisen Apsulim Misrabi Tei Shechitasim Kshira. And before we continue, let us point out, Rashi explains that in the previous Braisa, we saw that Rabbi Yehuda stated, Tayv Mizel Mizel, Noidu Mishalim, and the Gemara just explained that Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about a Neder, and he was actually talking about a Dava. And Rashi brings from the Gemara Mesech Tzedarim, the Gemara explains that according to the Tzad, the words of Rabbi Yehuda should be, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Tayv Mizel Mizel, Noidu Mishalim, and Ayin in the top Tesis on that Bez and Bez, and Dibba Maschel, Aval Omar, Real Like Loi, where Tesis brings the Gemara Mesech Tzedarim, that brings two different Lashonis, if Rabbi Yehuda is Moedet Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Meir is Moedet Rabbi Yehuda, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tesis, where he's also bothered, that Lemais we have a klal, that when the Gemara mentions Neder Nadava, it's not necessarily Dafka. However, when the Torah mentions Lashon Neder or the Lashon Nadava, then it's a Lashon that's Dafka. And the Maisa, the Pasuk in Keheles, is discussing the Dorim, and as the Pasuk stated, Tove Shalaisida Mishatid Loi Tishalim, and how could the Gemara explain that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda it's actually talking about Nadava, Ayin Shom? And our Gemara now continues that it seems that you're saying that every time that the Mishnah mentions Lashon HaKol, it's a Lashon B'di'eved, and the Gemara is, V'chol HaKol, Lav L'chatchilu, and are you telling me that any time a Mishnah or Braisa mentions Lashon HaKol is specifically a Lashon B'di'evan and not a Lashon L'chatchila, Ela HaKol Chayom B'sukkah, HaKol Chayom B'tzitzis, HaChinami D'la V'chatchila, and certainly in the Braisa that's brought down in Masech Tzerchin that states that everyone is Chayim B'sukkah, and also in the Braisa that states that everyone is Chayim B'tzitzis, certainly that's a Lashon L'chatchila and not a Lashon B'di'evan. And Ayin Rashi explains, V'chol HaKol Lav L'chatchilu, V'chiein L'chol HaKol Shul L'chatchila, but we learned in the Braisa, HaKol Chayom B'sukkah, last year, Kotin She'in Tzarech L'imai, certainly there's a chiyuv chinuch l'chatchila to train your child to sit in the sukkah. And similarly, when the Braisa teaches us hakol chayom b'tzitzis, and the Gemara Masechtas Erchin explains that the word hakol is lasuya katan yedei l'satev, certainly the mitzvah of chinuch is definitely a mitzvah l'chatchila and not only b'di'eved. However, the Gemara continues, the Rav Acha Brei Rav responds chayovin loy kamina, that certainly b'negei sukkah and b'negei tzitzis, where the Braisa mentions lashon chayovin, then certainly the lashon hakol is a lashon l'chatchila. My point was only in cases where it doesn't use Lashon Chayavin. However, the Gemara continues and asks a question, Elameyato HaKol Simchin HaChinami D'Lav L'Chatchila V'Aksiv V'Samach Yodei V'Nirtza. It's certainly the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos on that Tzad Gimel which states everyone is required to do Smicha. So certainly over there we cannot explain that the Mishnah is teaching us the Din D'Yaved, as certainly there's a Din that one must do Smicha L'Chatchila. And as the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, V'Samach Yodei Reisha'ilo V'Nirtza Lo L'Chaper Lov. And Ayin Rashi explains that when the Gemara Masechtas Erchin explains that when the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos states HaKol Simchin L'Asuya Yerish V'Havadi L'Chatchila Kama the Mitzvah Ramir Le'al Kochei, therefore we see that not every time that a Mishnah or Braisa uses the term HaKol is it referring to a Lashon B'di'eved, and at times it's a Lashon L'Chatchila, and when our Mishnah states HaKol Sheikhtin it's possible that it is a Lashon L'Chatchila. Therefore Rav Acha Brei Rav responds in Ika Kol L'Chatchila V'Ika Kol B'di'eved, that certainly I agree that sometimes when the Mishnah or Braisa uses the term HaKol, it refers to a din l'chatchila, and sometimes it refers to a din b'di'eved. And when the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos states HaKol Simchin, that is a din l'chatchila. However, at other times, when the Mishnah states the Lashon HaKol, it is used as a Lashon b'di'eved. And keep in mind that when we brought down the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos and Daf Tzadik Gimel, we were gurus HaKol Simchin, and we weren't gurus to words Echad HaNoshim ve'Echad HaNoshim. And as the Maseiros HaShas points out, Chepasu b'chol makomis v'lo mitzino kei b'shum makom mishas va'adrab ha'ibchem mitzino va'afilu Rabbi Yisi v'Rab Shimon eino el rishos va'ayim masisin de'menachay sham de'matinim behedyon noshim mismicha, and we are not curious the words echad ha'noshim ve'echad ha'noshim, and we don't find the words echad ha'noshim ve'echad ha'noshim in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin or Menachos v'chein ha'v'nochay in the Stam Masisin Rameya and v'iyu svirulei be'ir v'inadat tzadik v'amabez b'nei Yisrael semchim v'loi b'nei Yisrael ayin sham zok Rav Acha Bredi Rava to Rav Ashi, and my point to you was, Allah called Acha Mimaid Lachatchilu the Tikshulacha, Dilma Diavid who like Tikshulacha. Your entire premise was that when our Mishnah states Hakol Sheichtin is the Lashon Lachatchila, therefore you had a steer as the Mishnah continues Vishchitasin Kshei, which is Mashma B'Diavid. And why do you have a question at all? As it could be that when the Mishnah states Hakol Sheichtin, it is being used as a term B'Diavid, and there is no steer between the Reisha and the Seif of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues Amalei to Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha Bredi Rava Hanosh Chitasin Kshei Kashli in Chinami. Although it's true that in some cases when the Mishnah mentions a term Hakol, it could be a Lashon B'Diavid. However, my question to you is by the fact that the Mishnah continues and tells us v'shchitasin k'shira, and as Rav Ashi continues that minuktanin shchitasin k'shira diavad michlal da kol lechatchilu, as by the fact that the Mishnah states shchitasin k'shira, which is a lashon diavad, so it's mashma that when the Mishnah originally stated hakol sheichtin is a mashma lechatchila, as the diavad tati diavad lamli, as if when the Reisha stated hakol sheichtin, it's also a lashon b'diavad, then why would the Mishnah have to teach us the same din and two different lashonos? And as Rashi explains that the Mishnah should have stated that shchita sakol k'shira chutz b'chayah sheit v'katan the mashma shapid halach the mabina ma'akol do you ever come and binon have a loy l'chatchila inami nisne akol sheichtin l'chudei k'etan gav b'mirichim v'noidrin v'loy mefarish, we would then be able to understand that it's referring to a lashon b'diavad and lomel l'misne akol sheichtin v'itzuch l'fushe v'shchitasin k'shira l'meim ad sheichtin d'reisha d'yavadu. Rashi continues and is bothered that what is bothering Rav Ashi that we shouldn't have two lashonos that mashma b'diavad. Possibly the Mishnah is just teaching us Hakol Sheichtin, and the Mishnah then goes to explain that we're only discussing a din diavad, and as we found in Masechtas Tmura that the Mishnah started Hakol Mamirin, and the Mishnah then explained itself, and as Rashi continued to be Kasha B'Tmura Nami Atani V'Hadim Mefarish, and as the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura continued Lo Yisha Adam Mishay Lahamir El Hashem Heimemuma V'Seifik Zabayim, and Rashi explains Hasam like Tani Kai Gavna Hakol Mamirin Tumurasan Tmura B'Hadi Adadi, and therefore Rashi's question is that our Mishnah would make sense to use two Lashonis da B'Diavad one after another. Therefore, the Mishnah should not have stated that Kol Sheichtin v'shchitasin k'shira, and the Mishnah should have stated that Kol Sheichtin, and we'll be able to figure out that it's a Lashon B'Diavad. And similarly, Masechtas Tmura, when the Mishnah states Hakol Mamirin, it's a Lashon B'Diavad. Rashi continues that if the Lashon Hakol Mamirin is a Lashon B'Diavad, so why does the Mishnah continue Lo Yisha Adam Mishayi? And Zok Rashi Mishnah Deboy Lasuke v'Seifik Zabayim Lashmin V'Leikin Alav Shein B'Maisa Ayin and Rashi. And our Gemara will now continue and bring six terutzim to this question of Ravashi, and the Gemara now brings its first teretz as Omer Rabba Ula, and Rabba Ula explains that in a chinami the reisha of the Mishnah that stated that Kol Sheichtin is a lashon lechatchila, and when the sefer stated shchitasin k'shira, it's a lashon b'diavad, and Rabba Ula explains that when the reisha used lashon lechatchila hachik tani Kol Sheichtin that everyone could shecht even lechatchila v'afilu tami b'chulin, and even someone that's tamei could shecht chulin lechatchila. And the Gemara is now bothered tami b'chulin by lememra that certainly there is no chiddush to teach us that if someone's tummy to last shechulin, as there is no issa to eat chulin betuma. However, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush bechulin shenasu al tayras hakodesh, that even if someone is makpid to eat their chulin as if it's hegdish, because some of chulin shenasu al tayras hakodesh kekodesh damu, even though you have to keep all the dinim of tuma just like it would be hegdish, Rav Ba'ula teaches us that even l'chatchila one who is tummy could shechulin that someone is being careful with like it's hegdish. L'maisa, in order to make sure that one is not mitami the chulin, so keitzu roisa, so what would he do? Maybe sakan arucha v'shechepa kadesh la yiga b'basa, in order to make sure that he doesn't touch the basa directly, he will use a very long knife or a very long chalif, and he will shech the animal from a distance. Ayin Rashi and Daplam Gemara obeys as to why someone would be careful with chulin as if it's hegdish, and Rashi explains shenasu atayres hakodesh kegoyin odma rogel lechel kachim v'roitzelius rogel tadeh b'shmiris tayrasan v'shoyim afkulim mikol tumis apsulis b'kodesh. And as Rashi Masechta Chagiga and after Tesla Beis explains kadesh yu b'nei besa is a hearing u'bekiyim b'tayrus hakodesh, and certainly this will help him as well. And Ayin Rashi and Asuga k'kodesh damu v'chayiv l'haybadu midrabanam mikol tumis apsulis ben, however v'afilu hachi sheikh ratami l'chatchilo u'v'sakan arucha k'nim refarish. Rabbi Ba'ul continues that when the Mishnah states a lashon d'yeved and it states v'shchitasin k'shira, that is actually teaching us a din b'negei kachim. And as the Gemara continues, v'mukdashin lo yishchayt shem yigav b'basa, however, if someone is tamei, then l'chatchila, even if they would use a very long knife, they should not shech kachim, as potentially they would touch the basa directly and be mutamei kachim. And as Rashi brings down, kiyu and demuzim and atayru l'shoimran shelo yitamu k'dichsev, and as the pasuk in Pashas Kerech teaches us, and therefore God's however, the Mishnah teaches us that although l'chatchila one who is tummy should not check kachim, however, b'mshachav v'omar barely shalei negati shchitasik sheira, but b'di'evit if he actually shechted kachim and he then stated that I am certain that I didn't come into contact with the bus of kachim and therefore the bus did not become tummy, then it would be believed and it would be kosher. And if he rabba ula, the Mishnah then continued to explain chutz b'chay sheit v'katan dafilu b'chulin grade d'evit namiloi. This din that shchita would be kosher b'di'evit applies b'negei a regular person, but it doesn't apply by a chershet v'katan, and even by regular chulin, and even if someone is not makbid on chulin, that would be nasu ateres hakodesh. Even if the katan would say that's buriedly that I did a proper shchita, then we would not believe him, and the shchita would not be valid. And as the Gemara explains, shem yishu, shem yidrusu, v'shem yachlidu. It's potentially he paused while doing shchita, or instead of doing the shchita in a slicing motion, he pressed down with the knife, or he placed the knife underneath the kana and veshet, and he cut it from that position. As we know, three of the five psulim by shchita is shehiya, drasa, and chalada. And I in the third to bottom tases, dibel maschal shem yishu, tases points out, la grama v'ikar leichayshina and the minkar, that the Gemara doesn't mention the other two psulim by shchita of agrama and ikar, as those psulim would be nikar and easily discernible. And therefore, the Gemara only states regarding these three that would have to be chayshish that potentially the shchita was pasul. As we already mentioned when we learned on Mishnah, and Rashi brings down in our sugya, that on daf yud beis on beis, the Gemara will explain, however, our Mishnah continues, and certainly this clause of the Mishnah is going back on a chereshet v'katan, that b'di'evet, if a chereshet v'katan would do shchita, and there was one gadol that was oimed al gabav, then it would be kosher. And as we previously explained, that l'chatchila katan should not even shecht, even if there's a gadol oimed al gabav. The Gemara now continues and is bothered with the lashon of our Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, v'kulin sheshachtu v'achirim reinoisan shchitasin shera. The Gemara now asks, v'kulin sheshachtu ahaya, which case of our Mishnah is the Mishnah now referring? The Gemara now explains this question as ilema chereshet v'katan, as if you're going to say that this clause is only going back on the din of chereshet v'katan, but Allah koi v'mshachtu m'boile, as since we just spoke about chereshet v'katan, the Mishnah should not have stated v'kulin sheshachtu, and instead it should have stated v'mshachtu, that if a chereshet v'katan shecht an animal and there were achirim reinoisai, then it would be kosher. And the Gemara continues with this question, ela tam v'chulin, and if you're going to say that this clause of the Mishnah is going back on someone that is tamei, that shechted chulin, that's nasal tayres hakodesh, ha'amet l'chatchila nami shachet, but we already stated on Mishnah that as long as one shechts with a long knife, then they could shecht l'chatchila, and there is no need for achirim reinoisai. And the Gemara continues, ve'ela tamei b'mikdashin, and if you're going to say that this clause is going back and someone that's tamei, that's shechting kachim, once again, there is no need for achirim reinoisai, since we explained beburidly sagi, that as long as the person says that I'm certain that I didn't touch the basar, then it will be kosher, and there's no requirement of the achayim reinaisai. And therefore, the Gemara explains that really this clause is going back on a chereshet of a katan, as well as tamei b'mukdashin, and the lesi kamonda nishaylei, and this person that was tamei is no longer around, and we can't ask him if he was careful not to touch the basar. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that even if the sheikhet that was tamei is not around, and we can't ask him if he's bari, whether if there was achayim reinaisai, then the shchita would be kosher. And the Gemara continues that we just explained that when our Mishnah stated v'shchitasin kshira, that's referring to someone that's tamei that shechted kachim, and l'chatchila he should not shecht. However, b'di'evit, if he shechted and he stated barley, then it would be kosher. And our Gemara now is hay tamei b'mukdashim mehachan nafka mehaslan nafka. That why do we need our Mishnah to teach us this din if we already learned this in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim? And the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim and daf lamed aleph teaches us kol apsulim sheshechtu shchitasin kshira sheshchita kshira bizarim b'noshim uva'avodim uva'tveim va'afilu b'kachim kachim uva'vachleyu tveim neigum v'asa. And the Mishnah teaches us that even those who are pasul avida, and for example zara oinin a tami o balmum that did shchita, so b'di'evid that shchita would be valid, as shchita is kasha by a zar, by a woman, by a vodim as well as tveim, and even if it's kachim kachim, as long as they make sure not to touch the basar after shchita. And as we know, the pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, v'shachas ben abakal lefnei Hashem v'kriu bnei Aaron, and we learn mikabal ve'ilach mitzvah kuna. And as Rashi brings down, limud al shchitas kachim shekshir bizarim v'hu adin l'shapsulim. And as Rashi explains the Gemara's question, mehachen afko klei mehachas stomi rabbi masisin habishchitas kachim stomi lechetchila loyv diavid kasher. And our Gemara now brings two terutzim as number one hacha ika, that since our parak is discussing the din of shchita, therefore it's proper for Rebbe to have taught us the din that the chetchila someone that is tummy should not shech kachim, but b'diavid if he stated burily then it will be kasher. And hasam I did a ton of shapsulim tani nami tami mukdashin and the mesechta zvachim since the Mishnah spoke about the other psulim that are kosher to shech the carbon, therefore the Mishnah also mentions that b'diavid if someone that is tamei shechs kachim, then it would still be kosher. The Gemara continues with the second explanation as v'yibayisim or hasamikar to be kachim kai. Really, the proper place to teach this din is in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim and hacha ayir tani tamei mechulin tani nami tamei mukdashin. And since our Mishnah is talking about standard shechita by chulin, so therefore the Mishnah had to teach us that a kol shechtin and even someone that is tamei can shech chulin even if it's chulin shenasu atayris hakodesh. And agav this din, so Rebbe also taught us v'shritasin kshira that b'diavid is someone that is tamei shechts kachim that would still be kosher. The Gemara now continues and will explain the teretz of Rabba Ula. And as the Gemara continues, hay tamei di tamei b'mai. And when Rabba Ula explained that our Mishnah is talking about a case with someone that was tamei shechted kachim, so what type of tuma are we referring to? And as the Gemara continues and explains, as ilemi di tamei b'mais, as if you will say that this shechet was tamei mais and he was alav a tuma, so why would it make a difference if he doesn't touch the actual carcass of this animal? But b'chalal cherv amrachmana, and we continue in daf gimel malaliv cherv hariyu kicholol. And since the pasuk in Parshas Chukas teaches us b'chalal shiigal pnei asada b'chalal cherv oy b'mes oy b'etzim adam oy b'kaver yitma shivas yamim, we already learned multiple times that if there's a metal object that touches a mace or that touches an avatoma, so this metal object or this sword becomes like the mace or becomes like the avatoma. And even though generally, if a person or a keli touches an avi avis atoma, then the person or the keli becomes an avatoma, and if they would touch an avatoma, then it would become rishon l'toma. However, a metal keli stays on the same level as what it touched. And for example, if a metal object comes into contact with a corpse and avi avis atoma, then the sword would become an avi avis atoma. And similarly, if a sword would touch an avatoma, then the sword would become an avatoma and not a rishon l'toma. And therefore, if our Mishnah is discussing a case where the one that was doing shchita was tamei meis and he was an avatoma, now that he's holding on to the sakin, so the sakin should also be an avatoma, as the cherev doesn't go down a daga, and the sakin should now be mitamei the basar. This basar of kachim should now be a rishon l'toma. And how could it be that the Mishnah would teach us that b'diavid it would be a valid shchita and it would not become tamei? And as the Gemara states, avatum hu l'tamei l'sakin v'azul sakin v'tamis l'basar. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi explains that really, even if the Gemara did not bring the klal of cherev hareu kecholol, the Gemara could have still asked this question. And as Rashi states, the blav hachi nami matzi mitame basa, the gavra have avatuma, as the person himself is an avatuma, the sakin rishain, and even if the sakin would go down to rishain, it would make the bus into a sheni. El ravusa kama da filu rishain have a basa. However, the Gemara is stating a great chiddush that the maisa this basa would even be a rishain l'tuma and not only a sheni l'tuma. Ayin Ramban explains that the Gemara is actually asking two questions. Number one, how could a sheichet stick the sakin into the Beis HaMikdash if the sakin itself is tamei meis? Something that is tamei meis cannot come into the Beis HaMikdash. And va'oid shu mitamei abasa bein b'mukdashim bein mechulin. And this is not only a question regarding someone that is tamei and shechtin kachim, but it's also a question regarding someone that is tamei and shechtin chulin. Because this question, so the Gemara explains el de tamei b'sharet that in a chenami, the only time that we see the Mishnah that a person that is tamei can shech kachim and can shech chulin is only if he became tamei through a sheretz. The din of cherev hareu kecholol only applies to tumas meis and does not apply to tumas sheretz. Therefore, the sheikh himself was only a rishon l'tuma, and since a rishon l'tuma cannot be mitamei adam v'kelim, therefore the sheikh would not transmit his tuma to the chalif and to the knife. Therefore, he could shech chulin even l'chatchila, and b'dievet if he shechts kachim, it would be kosher as long as he either could state barely shalina got to be a basa, or if he's no longer around, if Achim Reine son, then Shchitasek Sheira. And the Gemara continues and brings the second teretz v'yibayisim l'olam di tamei meis, that really our Mishnah could be talking about a scenario where the sheikh was tamei meis and he was an avatoma, and even so the animal that he shechts would not become tamei, as our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case k'goin shebada kremi Shalkana v'shachba, that he examined a stalk of reed to make sure that it was very sharp and it didn't have any pegimois. He then used that reed as a knife and he shechted the animal. Therefore, as Rashi points out, that since a krei mishalkana has a din like pshuta kliyetz and therefore would not be makabel tuma, therefore the person that is tummy would not transmit tuma to the krei mishalkana, and therefore the basa would not be considered tummy. And keep in mind that Rashi didn't just explain the klal of cherev harei kecholol only applies by metal and wouldn't apply by krei mishalkana. Instead, Rashi explains that the krei mishalkana would not be makabel tuma at all, as it's pshuta kliyetz. As Rashi is bavurning the point that he previously made, if the krei mishalkana could be makabel tuma, then since the sheichet is an avat tuma, so he would transmit tuma to the krei mishalkana, and the krei mishalkana would now be a rishon l'tuma, as an avat tuma could certainly be metame adam v'kelim, and then the krei mishalkana would be metame the basar, and the basar would now be a shein l'tuma. Therefore, that explanation would not suffice. And as our gemara continues, the how do we know that one could use a krei mishalkana for shechita? The tanya, as we learn to the brayso, about kol sheichin bein b'tzur bein b'schuches bein b'krei mishalkana. Not only can one do shechita with a regular metal knife, but one can do shechita with a very sharp rock, or with sharp glass, or with a sharpened reed. And let us see Rashi diba maschil di tamei b'sheretz to have a high gav risha and v'loy mitamei asakin. And as we explain, she'ein kli mekabel tuma ela me'avat tuma d'lemitzim b'teruah mekabel tuma risha v'sheni ela oichlu mashka k'dechsev. And as the pasuk states in Pasha Shmini, kol shebetecha yitma b'samach lei mikol oichal she'a oichal. And we learned oichlu mashka mitamei me'avat points out, and the Gemara's first teretz, the Gemara did not have to say that this person became tummy through a sheretz, and the Gemara could have stated he became tummy from someone that was tummy mace. And as Ritva states, or Vacha Nokte, the Yachal Havel Shnu, the tummy betum mace, Shein Ashechet al Rishal Tumma, Vein Mitam Misakin. And as we just learned, Shein Kli Mekabel Tumma, El Me'avat Tumma, Ayin Shom. And let us see Taisis at the top of that Gimel Mel Aleph, and Dibur Maskel could go in the Bodet B'Krei Mishalkana, and Taisis Bodet Vim Taima, V'Heich Yishkoi B'Krei Mishalkana, V'Abi'in and Kli, Kinemuchach B'Seif Ataida, U'V'Seif Damachatos, Dorish Midachsiv, V'Yikach Hasimachalis, Lishkalis B'Noi, Da Oila Tuna Kli, V'Alfin and Kulu Ma'ila, Ayin Shom. And before you finish, let us point out that certainly we never have a problem if someone that is tummy touches an animal that's alive, as in live animal can never become tummy. The only chash is that potentially someone that is tummy may touch this buster after shechita. And I in tesis on that base and base, the dibur maschil v'mukdashin layishchay shem yigu b'basa, that discusses this further. And also I in tesis dibur maschil shem yigu b'basa, where he discusses how this buster became hukshul kabel tuma, as the only way something becomes hukshul kabel tuma is only after mashka goes onto the buster. I in shem tesis then brings down a question from Rabbeinu Ephraim, as echi tachin shdei asakin arucha kol kach me'arbayis ad ezis yisrael, that certainly according to the second teretz of our Gemara, that the sheikh was tummy maize, and certainly a tummy maize cannot go under harabayas, and therefore the sakin arucha would have to be at least 135 amis. And as Taisa states, ve'ichi tochin shtei sakin arucha kolkach, and I in Taisa how he explains our Gemara. And let us also see the bottom Taisa on that base on a base, diba maschel de lesi kamod in shayle, and Taisa is bothered that avagav that zorishus rabbi, he could omen perakamod psachim, v'hoilon l'tar kami suffik, that since we now have a suffik, if this became tummy or not, so the din should be that suffik tumim b'shus rabim is tar. Why would there be a requirement of achir mreina isai? Taisis explains, hai suffik lo domi l'shas suffik tumim b'shus rabim mishum durei pomim lo yuchal izar maliga. Therefore, it's not considered a full-fledged suffik, and v'yayir b'bama osu shaper. And certainly, if we're talking about shechita by a bama, which is not by rishus rabim, and it's by rishus yachid, then certainly we understand that suffik tumim b'shus yachid sveikoi tomei. Ayin and taisis in mesechtes nidan daf heim rebei diba maschov im, where he explains when Agamur states v'mshachet v'oma bari li shloi negati, then lav dafka bari da'azor v'shus rabim k'darmina b'psachim ayin sham. Ayin the Rashbu points out that when Agamur stated that the potential is that a katan would be yishu or yidrisu yachlidu, and he explains v'hadi tani b'lashin osid the ikalamechesh the kirin rukilu m'chol eitz l'kalkal dilmi yishu v'yidrisu v'lavet ha'tayu da'achirim o'imdim aleyem. And even if it would be Achirim Oimdaleim, they may not realize that the Shechita was possible. That's why, even by Achirim Reina's son, a katan should not be allowed to Shecht L'chatchila, and it only would be Kosher B'diavad. And certainly it's Pasha that even though our Mishnah used Lashon Rabbi, Achim and state Achim Reina Yisan. However, even if one person would see, that would be fine, as we have a cloud that Eid Echonam Bisurin. Finally, let us read 12 lines from the bottom of the top Taisis on that Bezim and Bez in Dibur Maschel Abel Omar Reel Loi, where Taisis is Vim Taimal Rab Meir Dein Tev She Noidev Mishalim Kolikar Afilu Mevi Kivsasil Lazara. If so, Heich Achlu Yisol Shlom Bamidbar. And Taisis explains Kivin Shinesu Bein Achra Bebasar Habikilu Tivla Mamakum Lechal Yidei Shlomim. And then Taisis is Vim Taimar Vaksiv Ayidei Yaakov Nedar Viksiv Eisachin Adati Shalma. How could it be that Yaakov Avinu and Yoinam made a neder? And therefore, Taisis explains, Vishlema, the Bishat Sarah Shaper, Kadaminum Bracious Rabbah, by Yide Yaakov Ned, the Lamar, Lame Ladarish, Unidrim, Bish Sarah, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.